Welcome to the Savvy Working Mom podcast. This is the place where we share strategies to help you create a life you love. I'm your host, Whitney, a real-life working mom at a Fortune 500, professional speaker, and coach. I'm going to help you get real-life relief with simple systems so you can find more time and have less stress. With intentional and daily action, you can live your best days now and forever. You've probably heard that clarity and self-care are two of the keys for building an awesome life. But in today's busy world, who has the time to figure out exactly what that means for herself? You can learn on your own, but you're learning in a vacuum, and with how much you have going on, it becomes really easy to put your own personal growth on the back burner. Which is where I come in. When you work with me, you'll get support from someone who really understands the challenges of being a working mom. I want to give you a special invite to request a free strategy call with me by visiting thesavvyworkingmom.com/free call. Again, that URL is thesavvyworkingmom.com/free call. I look forward to talking to you soon. Hey, Mama, I want to talk to you about getting promoted, or at the very least, working on the things you want to work on. You know, there's a thing you can do, and it's kind of a small thing, but there is a thing that you can do that will make a huge difference in whether or not you are working on the things that you want to work on and whether or not you are in a good place to get promoted. This small thing can completely change your career trajectory. Are you ready for it? The thing that can change how you show up at work and what your work looks like is to solve your boss's problems. Seriously, solve your boss's problems, because there is one person who has a ridiculous amount of influence over whether or not you get promoted and what you work on, and whether that promotion would be an in-place promotion or one to a different department, and whether or not what you work on is more of what you like to do and what you're doing right now, or if you want to do something different. Your boss has a huge amount of influence. And one way to help your boss want to support you is to solve their problems. So, do you know what your boss's problems are? Seriously, have you ever asked what work-related, of course, keeps them up at night? Find out. You have to find out and then help them. And there are two ways that you can help them. You can either directly attack their problem, or you can indirectly attack their problem. Let me show you how. Once, I had a boss who had a big budget issue. Projects were coming in over cost, and our group was not going to hit the numbers. Now, the budget itself was not in my lane at work, but it was an area I knew I could impact directly. So I identified a few analysts and pulled them together, and we created a list of inefficiencies that could be solved. We took that list and gave it to my boss. And I said, look, here's a list of problems that we have, some inefficiencies that we're seeing. And if you were to make any of these changes, they would help you to find more money in the budget. Now, I didn't necessarily make those changes, but I did give him a list that was a starting point for improving our budget. I directly attacked his problem. Everyone has challenges, and if you help your boss to overcome theirs, you're surefire in a better place to get promoted. Another way, right, that you can do this, the indirect way, is to understand what your boss is struggling with and indirectly support them. So once I had a boss who was struggling with a risk management plan. Now look, I couldn't write the plan for him, and I really had no idea how to even approach it at the time. But what I knew I could do was to take some stuff off of his plate so that he could focus. I took some of his administrative tasks, and I also sat in on a meeting to give him some time, right, so that he didn't have to be in that meeting, as well as once in a while I would pick up his lunch. This happened over about the course of a month. And what that did was it allowed me to help him to focus. I indirectly attacked his problem by providing him time to work on his problem. Listen, whatever you can do to help your boss solve their problems is going to ultimately make you appear as a superstar in their eyes and much more likely to get promoted, or at least to be working on the things that you want to work on. The one trick with that indirect action is to make sure that you remind your boss of why you're doing these indirect things. I wasn't just picking up his lunch for the sake of picking it up. I was picking it up so he would have more time to work on his risk plan. Right. And so when I drop off the lunch, I say, how's that risk plan coming? Did this extra 20 minutes give you some time to work on it? Right. You continually remind them why you're doing what you're doing and how it's going to help them. So You know how it goes with these podcasts. You can listen to them and they're quite awesome, but if you don't take action, nothing in your life is going to change. So I want you to take some action. Ask your boss what the problems are. And if you already know, come up with one way to alleviate them. If you're really ready to take your career to the next level, I also want to ask you to take a look at my website. I've got a course on there now called Get Ahead Without Staying Late. And this course is filled with different types of ideas that will help you to create a very easy step-by-step plan to advance your career, to change that career trajectory, to push you in the direction that you want to go. That's all we've got for this episode of the Savvy Working Mom podcast. One thing that would really help both us and other potential listeners is for you to rate this show and leave a comment on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen. Also, make sure to link up with us at thesavvyworkingmom.com/blog and on Instagram at thesavvyworkingmom. And please just share this podcast with any other mama who you think might enjoy it. Until next time, remember, with intentional and daily action, you can live your best days now and forever.